Good evening. Welcome to my healing world. I had a great week, and it was full of Tibetan influences. I went to a great restaurant called the Vancouver Tibet Kitchen, and I was able to do some Tibetan chanting with my girlfriends, which I'm going to give you the taping of it. It's an hour and a half long, and I don't expect you to listen to the whole thing, but I just don't have the heart to break it up. And I think you're going to just like it for what it is, which is a class on chanting and people singing. So hopefully you all have the time to chant with us as we get through our class. And I think all the girls that are in the class would really love to hear this in its entirety as well. So happy listening, and I'll just leave you with that, and hopefully this will bring attention to Tibet and allowing its people to live in the way they've lived all their lives and in their history, and hopefully forever and more. Okay? Have a great day wherever you are. Have a smoking hot day. Bye.
Folk? Kind of vibration,
yeah.
But isn't he kirtan?
Yeah, but he sings. Yeah, he doesn't sing kirtan so much. But it's like Hebrew.
Yeah, maybe
Spanish,
that's...
like Pachamama, like Peruvian, Colombian. His wife's Colombian chants, so very like plant ceremony type music.
That must be what he's like. His new stuff, because his old stuff was.
And
never
he does
like
reggae too.
That.
So that was the great thing. Is the first set was very much just kind of getting into it and. He had Theta Phoenix doing a little background.
Yeah. And wasn't Zamir also doing like
Zamir
percussion?
Zamir did some hung and some so percussion. Mm-hmm. So like the first one was just him and Theta, and then the second set was full-on reggae, like fast with drumming and Navarro, and that was great.
Oh, and Navarro was there also?
Wow.
Yeah, very like dancey, fun.
That's what I thought he was, but somebody else told me he's kirtan, and I was like, no.
He does it all, I guess.
He goes, hi, how
music
are you?
For
this
ceremony.
Is Marina.
Hi.
This is the guardian of the space. This is Marina's space.
Is Sarah coming today?
No, Sarah's not coming today. This class is like the rotating, like the class of the rotating people. Last time my girlfriend Angelina was here from Toronto, and you weren't here, and who else was in here? So, it's always different people.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's always fun. So this is Marina. This is her space.
Yeah,
Marina. Songstresses.
Wow,
right, songstresses. I thought you were going to be here.
What's that?
I thought you were going to be here.
Late.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you were already here doing the client.
Yeah, that's why I was late.
Oh, okay.
I had to leave. Come back.
Yeah. Yay! Do you want tea? There's some in the...
I'm okay right now.
There's some what extra one right here.
I'm okay, actually. I think so.
Hey!
Hi.
Yay!
We always start at least a half an hour late.
I know. Well, I guess it's like we're women. We have to have social time. And I don't have my magic box with me today. Somehow the magic box didn't make it in the car.
Did
so.
You splatter paint your pants?
No, they're just like this.
Wow.
I know. They're fancy pants.
We're not
isn't this not perfect? This is like the best thing anyone's... I don't even know what to say about this. Thank you so much.
It came from Kauai.
Pearls
Kauai.
From Kauai.
Kauai.
Like,
yeah.
No, I swear, I was feeling a little bit like wonko. I don't know what it was, but I put these on and they totally
sexy.
Calmed me. Yeah. No, it's not sexy,
so
it's just
gracious.
Calming.
Mm-hmm. Pearls to me are like the high vibrational, like mature woman, but like soft. My mom was saying that the reason why she loves pearls so much is because they start with an irritant. That's how pearls are made. They start with an irritant, and then there's like the casing kind of is built because of there's a...
It's a mineral rich as well, silica and the calcium.
Tell
the body.
Me about this. I think I'm a pearl. It starts with an irritant.
Yeah.
Then what happens?
And then it just...
It kind of encases itself. Like, it kind of spits out this mineral, I guess, to kind of protect its like...
From the irritant.
From the irritant, yeah.
Oh.
Human beings, it's fat. But in oysters, it's mineral based.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's the reason why. I mean, it's the irritant, the acid, and then it becomes the inflammation, and then it becomes pus, and then it becomes fat, and then it becomes cellulite after that.
Oh.
It hardens into cellulite.
Nice.
Oh. You do know your stuff.
I have to scare my clients.
I know. Well, I've gotten influence from you actually. I do have it grown, but it's on my computer. I have gotten influenced by you doing massages with you. And I'll find I'm like being in the middle of a massage, and then I'll tell people, what you have to do is suck your belly button back against your spine.
Press.
What does that
press.
Do?
Press.
What does that
do? What does that do? It protects your adrenals, and it protects your kidneys, and it offers the bones that actually hold your spine up rather than, because there's no, there's the rib cage in the front and mm-hmm. hip bones in the bottom, mm-hmm. but in your belly there's nothing there, so you've mm-hmm. got to actually you start using your belly button.
Mm-hmm. We do that all the time in yoga. We do Mula Bandha.
That's right. So you do Mula Bandha all the time, but when you say Mula Bandha, everyone kind of glazes over it, because most of my clients are stock brokers. So you just say press.
They don't like Mula Bandha? Mula's like money.
Mula. Press your belly button up against your spine, and it's very specific. Now let it go. Feel that muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Now bring it back. So it really isolates that muscle, and it keeps it there. Mm-hmm. And then that way your spine actually straightens up, because you have that traction
mm-hmm.
in the front. So it's like a secondary splint for the spinal. Lumbar spine.
And it strengthens the adrenals.
Adrenals, yes, because the adrenals
like
are...
attacks when we're stressed out.
Yeah, because, you know, you've got the spine hanging, and then all these are hanging off like Christmas tree balls, so that when you have your belly button up, it just snaps it up against the trunk and leaves it there rather than letting it fall and strain, right?
Mm.
And that's kidney jing, so it goes to the elbow, to the knee, and to the ears. The minute every time you press in, that's a blood circulation pattern, right?
And are you supposed to hold it all the time?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
day?
Where it's supposed to be, not there. Let it go. That's where everyone has it. Now, you look at all those pregnant men out there, and you mention that to them, and within 6 months, they won't be pregnant anymore.
That's good, because my man's kind of pregnant. Just called my man. Wow.
Oh.
Holy.
Yikes.
It's okay. Surrender. Release.
Your man.
Okay.
Fully resistance
it's
to the man
so,
factor.
It's so deep. Just because it's been such a hard, long year of heartbreak, I just don't feel totally ready.
Hey, well, ready or not.
Yeah, here it comes.
Ready or not, here
I
he
know,
is.
I know.
Ready or not.
Ready or not.
So, sorry, we don't have the magic box today, but I do have a drone on my...
That's yours.
Is
it?
So what we did, what did you, do you want to teach a song?
Up to people. I have small, short ones I can teach.
I like your I like your songs if you want to teach one. If you want to, yeah, because I have, we'll do a little warm-up exercise, and then we'll do, then maybe we can do your song, and then we'll do a different song, too, that we're going to sing in rounds. I did this as an experiment with the last, and it was actually Butchin who, because she sent me a version of her singing one of my songs. It's so sweet. Remember the pieces, Remembering Only Love Is Real? Do you remember that from my first EP? Yeah, she made her own version of that. And yeah, we're gonna actually do a little project together when she gets back.
That's exciting.
Anyway, is that a good volume or?
Yeah. Can I go higher?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I just don't want it to be too. Mm-hmm. Is that good?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so everyone, close their eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Back to the first exercise that we learned the very first day I came here, which is just using Om to clear the chakras to start with. So we're going to be sending three Oms into each chakra area. So we'll be Oming together. And so starting at the base chakra, the root chakra, you can envision a red color if you want. And just directing the sound into that area, and you can put your hand on the different chakras as we go up if you like to, either front or the back, whatever works for you. So just noticing how you feel right now in your body. Notice how your energy feels. Notice your breathing. You don't need to change anything, just making a little observation.
Oh.
feeling the vibrations reverberate through that area. Notice any changes, any shifts in energy or increased energy. And now we're going to be moving up to the second chakra in the abdomen area. If you want, you can visualize an orange color. And we're just going to direct the energy of the Om into the second chakra. Chakra in the solar plexus area, a little soft area between the ribs. You can visualize a yellow color. We're just going to direct the energy of the sound. Imagine it just swirling around there inside of the energy center. Visualize a beautiful light pink or green color. And just sending the sound of Om into your heart chakra and letting the sound reverberate through there. Put both your hands around your throat if you want, because this is a great way to kind of open your throat and
you'll feel the sound reverberating in there, and then you can kind of bounces back off to your hands. So it's a great way if you have a tired voice or want to do some healing. Focusing your energy on the area between the eyebrows, the third eye chakra, and visualize an indigo color, purple color if you like. And we're going to send three ohms there into that area. Visualize a beautiful white color, a white thousand-petaled lotus flower up there if you want. And sending that on right there into the top of the head. Now we're just going to do some more sliding from the high to low. So starting with whatever the highest note you can reach. You don't have to reach for any particular note, just the highest note you can easily get to. And we're just going to be like a little fire truck. Almost connecting each note to note, and so if you find that your voice is cracking in a certain place when you go back the next time, pay attention to that and try to smooth it out. I can't remember. I do different things in the other classes, but we didn't do that. Did we do that?
I don't remember.
Didn't know?
No, man, let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. So this is another fun way that opens your voice, because when you go, it naturally opens up the back of the voice, and so you can get, so let's just have some fun. We'll do the sliding again, but we're going to do it on a. I thought you were there. I thought I remembered you making funny faces and doing it, but I think that was Michelle in the other class. Okay.
Scales up and down.
That's funny. I must have had a future thought of you doing that, because I was like, that's what I totally saw you doing, but I guess it hadn't happened yet. I just saw it happening.
I can't do the Spanish R's either.
Don't say it's because you're Chinese. That's her excuse for everything. She's like, I'm Chinese. That will only get you so far. Yeah, you got it. It's like yours runs out of steam after a minute, hey? So this is what you would, so like what she's talking about is when you take like vocal lessons, you go.
Oh,
I smile.
No, you can't smile. So cute. I love you.
I did my best.
Your lips have to be really, really right. Relaxed. Yeah. You're too tight, because what you're doing right now is this. It's coming. Sweetheart, not something.
Oh.
You're doing this. You gotta relax your lips. We gotta get her underwater.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really? In underwater?
I bet if you practice in the bathtub.
Okay.
Yeah, you know when you're in the bathtub and you blow bubbles? That's what you're doing, basically. Okay, so this is your homework. Yeah. It's funny, but it actually, your lips get stronger after a while when you do it. Because, like, I remember when I first started, like, I used to do it.
And yeah. It tickles your nose, too.
I couldn't do it, and then I could only do it for a short amount of time, and then my mouth would hurt, and now I can, like, all day long. It helps your singing because the way that the voice is in the throat is it lifts the back of the soft palate, so it gives you more space to, so you can actually, like, if you could only sing like as a note, you could probably like, you can actually reach higher notes than that because it automatically relaxes the throat. So that's why when you're like in a voice class or like in a choir, like when I was in the Bach Children's Choir, that's how we would warm up every day. Instead of singing, because it actually like opens the voice more quickly.
And if you experiment, like if you do a note, like go to your highest note, and then do like some rounds of that, then your note will be higher. It's sort of like in that exercise, you know, when you push your leg and you've got more flexibility. It's like that.
It opens it, and it makes it. So that's why it's good when your voice is tired, or it's like a little warm up exercise that you can do.
And it's cleaner sound too, in my experience. It's like it's not just higher; it's a more like pure sound too. In my experience.
Sorry. You're yawning away.
She's digesting. Do you just have lunch?
Yeah,
sushi.
So why, I don't know about you guys, did anyone notice when we did the chakra thing, any of their chakras were like, my crown chakra, my ohms were like crapping out on the crown chakra. So I was like, does that mean you too?
My third eye, those two are just, everything else, I guess I was really grounding myself lately, and I haven't been working on the top, so, yeah, those are not working like they used to.
Yeah, I was surprised, because my crown chakra, like, yeah, because my, yeah, what I think about that is when your ohms will tell you what, it's actually a way that you can
tune in
and see what's going on with your different energy centers, right?
My solar plexus was a little off.
Yeah.
I feel that for sure.
My crown chakra was, like, crapping out. My ohm was not, yeah. Did you guys notice anything?
Right here.
Solar plexus.
Yeah. It was breaking there.
This is really my new favorite exercise after you showed me.
What's that?
This one. I've been teaching everybody that I know. Because I never knew that one before, so everybody. I'm telling everybody.
Oh, really?
I just love it.
Did we do it last time, too?
Yeah, we did it last time.
Oh, we did?
Mm-hmm. And then you showed me the week before.
Oh, okay.
So
last week we did Bija Mantras.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the week before you had showed me that
I showed you when we were together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then I love it.
It's one of the simplest, easiest ways to just, like, clear your energy. Because using your own sound is the best. Yeah. What about you? Did you notice any chakras?
Last time I noticed huge blocks, but this time everything was clear.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
But I noticed which ones were stronger. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. Like, my second chakra was really good. And my crown was awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My crown's awesome.
My crown's
Shimshay.
Shimshay. Yeah, my crown and my third eye are just like, but in a good way. So yeah.
Yeah. I find I see more more lights and stuff with my third eye. It was like a little, like, fun little laser show. Yeah. Okay, do you want to teach us a little song?
Sure. I actually had two of mine, but I wanted to know which one. But since you were mentioning that singer and you said the word Jewish, then I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this other one. It's just one word in the whole song, and it's to the tune of an old Jewish song. And I learned this from somebody in New York, and it gets addictive and it gets in your head and stays in there. And the only word that there is in the song is ananda, which is bliss. And that's it. And it just repeats and it repeats and repeats. So the song goes, usually you can sing it at different speeds. I'll sing it for you first so you can hear what it sounds like. So it goes like, ananda, 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 ananda. Repeat it over and over and over. Oh, and you can go, when I did it, when the person who taught it to me was, it was in a group of about 300 people.
Oh, did you do it as a round?
We didn't do it as a round because he was just teaching it to us. It was pretty awesome. And then he went really slow and we did it very, very slowly. And then we went faster and faster and faster and then we just changed the speeds and played around with it. And I've heard different versions of it online where people added violins and different overlapping stuff, and it sounds really fun, and it just sticks in your head, and it never leaves. So I thought that would be an easy one to learn. Since you mentioned, I wasn't sure which one, and then as soon as you mentioned that the person that you mentioned yesterday sang Jewish songs, like, okay, we'll do this one. A little bit of New York Jewish.
English. That's funny, and my friend, who's like a Jewish cantor from New York, has been in my head all day.
Oh, perfect.
So I can go.
It's all meant to be.
It's a Jewish tune, but it's a Jewish tune.
Ananda's a Sanskrit word.
Yeah, that's really cool. I love that. Okay,
so yeah.
Let's do it.
So I thought we'll do that one. Unless you want a really Indian song, and I can do that too, but.
No, it's good.
It's fine. Okay, so how should I teach this? So why don't I break it up into little pieces, and then we'll just learn it line by line, and then we'll just keep going over and over, and then it'll just stick in your head. It's the first part. If I'm going too high or too low, tell me, because sometimes I can't tell. So let's start. Where did I start? Ananda, 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 ananda. Deep from there.
Ananda, ananda. Ananda, ananda,
ananda, ananda, ananda, ananda,
ananda, ananda, ananda, ananda,
ananda, ananda, ananda, ananda,
ananda, ananda,
ananda, ananda, ananda,
ananda, ananda, ananda.
That's the whole song. So why don't we just, I'll just start singing it and we can just try it all together and I'll just keep going and go faster and slower and it'll eventually stick into your head and never leave.
Okay.
Ananda, 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 ananda. Ananda, 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 ananda. Ananda, 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 Ananda,
And it's really fun when you sing it. And when we did it with the 300 people, he was sort of conducting it. He just taught it to us in like literally 30 seconds. Then the whole group just started singing it, and then he would conduct us, go slower and softer, and then we build it and build it and go louder and faster. And then it just, you played with it. But when you have that energy of that many people singing it all at the same time, it gets really uplifting. And, well, even with small groups.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. Should we see how well we learned our song from last week? Do you remember it?
Song from last week?
No.
Do you want to sing it? She sings it so I'm obsessed with her voice. That's why I'm like, please come.
Well, I'll do it as a call and response style. So I'll sing the first line and then you can repeat and see if you remember it. Is this which song that you like?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love the song.
La ilaha illa la. La ilaha illa la. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Subhanallah,
subhanallah, subhanallah,
subhanallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah,
subhanallah, subhanallah,
subhanallah, subhanallah,
subhanallah, subhanallah,
subhanallah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah,
subhanallah, subhanallah.
Let's sing it again. Yeah, let's sing it. I love this song. I can't get enough of this song.
Do we know any of like the English translation?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Sufi song.
So actually, what is it?
It's like, praise the God.
That's beautiful.
There is no God but God, and Muhammad is the messenger. And that's the first part, the La ilaha illallah. And Muhammad. Muhammadur Rasulullah is Muhammad is the messenger, and then Subhanallah is God's glory.
Oh, wow. It was very interesting. As soon as you started singing it, within like a few minutes, there was this orange golden circle around us, and it just came in like this, over top each person. So wow. That's why I was like, "What does it mean? What does it mean?"
Well, maybe those are like the Sufi protectors or something.
It was beautiful. And they definitely like an orange golden.
Can we send this?
Kind of like a golden sun, but like with orange.
Oh. Is there, do you know, Rishma, is there any significance of that orange gold color in Sufism?
Do they wear any outfits that would have?
Not in Sufism, but for me personally, orange is a big color because I know in Hinduism and all of the sages wear orange, and then like orange for me too is like symbol of Sai Baba too.
It was interesting. It's like this orangey gold, and
like
I said,
orange
kind of
for Sufis. But like the Muslim, the mosque. I don't know if this is for Sufis or not. Do they connect to the mosque at all, or is
there,
it? Like,
it's a different sect. They're kind of outside of the mainstream Islam.
Yeah, yeah.
So even when you speak to mainstream Muslims, they will consider the Sufis like the outside.
Yeah.
They're sort of the esoteric. We don't deal with them.
Yeah.
They do their own.
That's beautiful. Let's do it again. See what happens next. Well, this is really interesting. So this is the follow-up. I think I told you this. So, like, my boyfriend's from Senegal, and he's Muslim. And I was like, do you know anything about Sufism? And he's like, Sufism. He's like, what's that? I'm like, Sufis? And he's like, what is that? And I was like, Sufis.
The
and then I looked up
Muslims?
The word in French. And he's like, Sufi what? And then I look it up. And Muslim in Senegal, Islam in Senegal, comes from a Sufi sect. The Sufi Brotherhood. And I asked him again. He's like, no, I don't know what that is. And then I was talking to a girlfriend of mine who, she's like, oh my gosh, she's like, it'd be great if you guys go to Senegal and like have a place there for us to come visit because her boyfriend's Muslim. And she's like, oh, one of the oldest Sufi sects in the world is in Senegal. And it's so funny. So I guess to him, it must just be like so
this
normal.
So
it's just normal. So they don't have that word. Or maybe there's some word in their language that to them is just Islam. You know what I mean?
Well,
that's
what I've noticed because like even with my mom's sect, it's...
Mm-hmm.
She has a little bit of the Sufi, like every, I think all parts of Islam have that Sufi element into it, but they don't identify that within their own religion. They just think, they just think of them as the others. But like even with my sister's in-laws, they're Ismaili, they don't consider themselves Sufi, but yet they listen to all the Sufi singers and they listen to that music all the time. And it's been absolved into their culture. Absorbed into their culture, but they don't consider it.
Yeah,
that's just become normal. But when you hear the word Sufi, they consider it something different, even though it's now part of mainstream.
Can I have this in front of me?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Make it easier for my brain to.
Goody! Let's bring back the orange light. You're like, let's chant it. See what happens next.
Okay.
Yeah, let's keep going. That was really, really pretty.
Yeah, we can leave it.
Yeah, let's keep it. Like it's good. Let's like.
I'll just go on and on until somebody says stop, or we could. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah,
subhanallah,
subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulallah. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
Subhanallah,
subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadu Rasulallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadu Rasulallah. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah,
subhanallah. Yay! I love that song. Didn't you say your little Hindu boy couldn't stop singing it? Like one of your students?
Oh, yeah, because we teach all of the religions, and this is one of the songs I taught them from Islam. And he just sang it up and down. His mom came up to me afterward and said, you know, my son, he was, I think, grade 4, so 8, 9 years old.
Yeah.
And he was just singing it up and down his stairs and over every day. And even now, I think it's 2, 3 years later, he's still singing it, and he's...
Well, maybe he was a Sufi in his past life.
He could have been, but his mom was just so shocked that he picked it up and just absorbed it and wouldn't let go of it.
That he picked it up so quickly?
Mm-hmm.
That's so cute.
Wow, what a beautiful song that is.
I know, it's so beautiful. It's like you can sing it forever.
I know, and I just can hear it with all this like background music, like a jam session, you know? Like, ooh.
Yay! Okay, so the next thing we're going to sing this song. So this, I forgot about this song, actually, until our friend Bachchan. She has been down in the jungle in Mexico for a while, and she, where is it? And so she sent me, she's like, oh, here, all these windows. She sent me this,
I would love it, man.
May I have it?
Thank you, then, please.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's the
parcel.
Testimony.
I just whipped my chakra. It's like high. The first time I've ever done that before.
You just what?
I kid you not, I whipped my chakra. Like, I whipped it. Like, it was, you know how they have pictures and it's like a funnel?
Yeah.
And I've never actually felt that before, visualized it. And I actually was like this and I could see it go on. And I was whipping it like a, you know what I mean?
Winding
like,
it up.
Like winding it up. Yeah. And it was like, I was like, okay. And it was really cool. It was really cool. Sorry.
These wands are, I've had some pretty, we've all had crazy things happen with those wands.
Yeah.
All kinds of things. We should like compile a book somewhere. I guess there is. Yeah.
Well, you know, the reason it's unshakable, because the first 3 days I saw my primal grid just like, whoom, and I went, what the heck was that? Oh my God, we're onto something.
Yeah, it's crazy. We have, like, so many miracle stories of, like, people, like, not being able to walk in total pain. You, like, wand them for a few minutes. They're, like, fine. Like, it's really bizarre.
Yeah. My sinuses?
It can? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've a little kid once, I was wanding at a fair, and this little girl came up, and her friend was like, can you wand my nose? Their sister was like, will you wand her nose? And the little girl's like, it feels funny. And she's, like, doing this all the time, and she totally, it was so bizarre, because she was, like, this totally, like, hyperactive little kid, probably like I was. And then she totally calmed down, and her mom's like, just for that? She's like, I would buy one of those. Because I just watched the kid, and she was, like, her face was twitching, and then I wandered her, and she was like this, and then her sinuses went away, too.
I'm just conceptualizing, you know, how do you get someone within 30 seconds to understand what this is? And when you're using this, it is in 30 seconds to instant alkalinity. When your body is alkaline, you begin to heal. Mm-hmm. When your body is acidic, that's when mm-hmm. you have all the diseases starting because mm-hmm. you're overheating, right? Mm-hmm. Acid creates inflammation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we get a lot of people that just handle it, and instantly the prana comes and attaches to you, and you de-static, you know, because mm-hmm. there's all this, what is it, positive ions that are need to be bonded to a negative ion, mm-hmm. and when you can attach to that negative ion fast, then you basically balance. People go, whoa, why?
I'm a fan of the wand. I thought I lost mine.
Really?
No, but I found it.
We lost ours.
Did you?
I still have my pendant. And I have a wand from another friend. It's not Omega. It's another. It works pretty well. It's not as good as the Omega.
What do these cost?
$300. That's the general price. But right now, you get buy a pendant and you get a wand for free.
And what are the pendants?
Oh, really?
$400.
Oh, jeez. If you're gonna buy both of them, that's a great deal.
Oh, that's good.
Next time I have $400 kicking around.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta make it a card all the time.
What?
That's what you're wearing, right? Pendant.
I don't take mine.
Yeah, it's funny. I really like mine too.
Docile.
Yeah, I got mine when they were fakely closing the company and selling everything for half price. That's when I got that. Some guy. Well, there's so much drama with Omega. It's unbelievable. It's too bad because the products are so great. But at one point, this guy spread this rumor that the company was closing. But what was really happening was that he was leaving the company, and so he wanted to sell as much product as possible to get a huge paycheck when he left. And he was one of the like high ups kind of thing. So like everybody was like, it's closing, and everything was like half off. So that's when I got this. I got one for me and one for my mom. So, but honestly, even like sometimes when I go out at night and I, you know, want to put, you know, I'm like, oh, I should put on some dainty like necklace or something, but I'm like, I don't want to take it off.
Actually, she took it off and she was very proud that she took it off. And then within 2 days, she was calling me going, it's gotta fix me. Something's off. So I did a biofeedback on her, and it said that, what was it?
Ions. Negative ions. You said I needed ions.
You're not
oxidating. I didn't even know it that way. Oh, yeah, and then I put this back on, and I'm fine.
It's fun. It's a fun thing to play with energy.
These are fun. Thank you so much. This is the nicest thing.
Aww.
One of my girlfriends gave me a diamond. You gave me pearls. So sweet.
Who needs boys?
Yeah, who needs boys?
For the end of the month.
Like 2 days?
Yeah.
Awesome.
If it happens for the next month because they, you know, they had a good run on it, I'll tell you.
Okay, cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe by the end of May I can make it happen.
Make it happen. Okay, so we're going to listen first to this song because this is our friend Bachin singing, and I just was like, couldn't stop listening to this when she sent this to me. This was a song that was from my first EP that I did, and I completely forgot about it. And then she's like, hey, I've been singing your song, like, down here. She's like, I hope you don't mind. I added my own lyrics to it. And she's like, so you can hear her. She's like, you can hear all the birds chirping in the background. She's like in the jungle in Mexico. It's really sweet. It's a little like kind of rough and stuff, but this is what we're going to sing, but we're going to break it down. And she added her own things, but I played it for the other class, and it's a really nice thing just to listen to. So we're going to listen to him.
She's an absolute crazy genius.
She's a jerk.
Absolute genius.
She had a cold.
She's so cold. So she
thank you. Isn't it so cute? Oh, she's so awesome. So the piece is Remembering Only Love Is Real. That comes from A Course in Miracles. Mm. And I always really like that. Mm. And then, so it's like there's three parts to that song. Mm. There's like, I'll play you mine for a second. I'll play you the original version. Because the original version is more like, you can hear how the parts all go together.
What do I do? You can go through all the chakras, starting from the top. Down. In the clockwise.
Oh, is it always your clockwise? Wand version.
This is one of my favorite songs of
I forgot all about it. You know, you write these songs. I forget all about these things. She and I are going to do a project together, actually, when she gets back.
Yeah.
Good. And that's going to be one of the songs. And then we wrote this other song together, and she sings that all the time down there. And then she added Spanish. She's like, speaks Spanish. Yeah.
She's a genius.
She's a freaking... This girl.
Whatever she does.
This is voice class. We got off to all kinds of stuff. Sometimes we eat chocolate. Sometimes we... So that's one part. The one part is the and then the shanty. And then this is how I always wanted to do it. I wanted to do it like a rap. It's kind of low though. Elmer's chanting on here. Yeah.
Thank you.
button, hey? Yay! So we're gonna all sing it, and so who? We can switch though, so we can all take turns because this is like it's good actually because there's six of us, right? So. Yeah, so there's six of us, so because there's three parts, right? There's the Om Mani Padme Hum, and then there's the Shanti, 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 and then there's the pieces remembering only love is real. So what kind of happened in the other class was we had the Shantis and the Om Mani Padme Hums going nonstop. There were some people who were like stuck to the Om Mani Padme Hums, like they were just like, go for it. Lorraine's like, I could chant that all day. So she was just like, kept going that one, and then some people were switching it up, and then some people were, but it was good because she always kept, so... Does anyone feel, like, we'll switch it up, though. So, does anyone feel drawn to start with anything in particular? And, okay, does everyone know those mantras, by the way? It doesn't really matter. It's either Om Mani Padme Hum, which is Sanskrit, or Om Mani Padme Hum, which is Tibetan, but they're both the same. Padme? Padme. Om Mani Padme Hum. Padme. Yeah, Padme. Pema is lotus in Tibetan. I don't know why it's Padme in that one. Maybe it's like a, I don't know.
Pali or?
No, Om Mani Padme Hum is definitely Tibetan, but I don't know why it's... Because I know Pema, like if someone... Oh, maybe it's the masculine. Because I know if a girl is named Lotus, it's Pema. But I don't know if they have masculine and feminine in Tibetan. I didn't get that far in my Tibetan studies. Did you?
No.
Tibetan class turned into like us drinking tea with Lama and like joking about it. And the only word I learned was Ducho, which means bad. How fitting, considering Rinpoche calls me the naughty monk.
Yeah.
And then I went to Tibetan class and the only thing I learned was about to say bad. Oh, actually, that's not true. I know, I kind of know how to write the Tibetan alphabet, but it's a work in progress. All those, yeah.
I found a Tibetan restaurant on Fraser. It's called the Vancouver Tibetan Kitchen.
Oh, wow.
It's so lovely.
Do they have momos?
Yes!
Momos!
They have momos!
Oh, that'd be awesome to have a momo.
I'm going there right after this, I think.
Oh. You are?
Yeah, I'm going to take Alex, pick up Alex.
He knows me there. They've got my CD there. They've got my, I think he might, actually.
Nubu.
Norbu.
Norbu,
it means jewel.
Yeah.
That's Norbu. Our guru's name. Oh. So that's our grand guru's name.
Fraser 49th, 50th?
Okay. We'll go there sometime.
That'd be great.
So good.
I want
to go to
Momo.
I haven't been there since the only time I went there, and my friend tells me he asks for me all the time.
Tell
him Surya says hi.
Yeah. I stopped.
Tell him the girl with the CD, the Buddha CD.
I stopped, and I looked around, and I went, why did I stop here? And I looked across the street, and there it was. It's like,
oh, is that why you tweeted Surya Devi's chants?
Yeah.
Were they playing my CD in the restaurant? Okay.
No, I was trying to drum up business for the restaurant, and I just started learning how to tweet, so I was like going... Oh, I know who's the best tweeter in town, so I'm going to send this to her, and then she can retweet it, right?
Because I've been off my Twitter game.
I know, I just learned how to do Twitter yesterday at school, so I went to Twitter.
That's
class.
The thing, see, tweets like that, you have to make sure they make sense. Because otherwise, that to me, I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, fish pakoras at Tibetan kitchen, Surya Devi's chants. I'm like, what?
I have no idea how to do tweets, remember? That's why I had to go to school for it yesterday.
Tweet school. I should make tweet school.
Yeah, you should.
If I'm the best tweeter. Oh, I put that in my bio. She's the best tweeter in town, Monica Yardley. Twitter queen.
No.
Everyone in Sugarwater Radio calls me the Twitter queen.
The Twitter queen.
I met so many people on Twitter, but I haven't been on there lately. Like, even, like, famous people, like, they all follow me on there. It's really funny. Because I'm such
Sting.
I'm such a ham. Sting, where are you? I was thinking about Sting this morning.
Sting.
So who wants to do Om Mani Padme Hum?
I'll do it.
Okay. It doesn't matter
because
we can switch around. Well, no, we can have two.
Okay, I'll do it with you. I'll do Om Mani.
Okay, so you guys want to do Shantis?
Sure.
Shantis? And then do you guys, no one in the other class really got into doing the pieces remembering only love is real.
I would like to do that.
But you would do that. You would sing so funny. Everyone's so funny. Okay. Well, and we don't have to sing them all at once, too, because this was an experiment for me because I always was like wanted to do this and put them all three together, but I wasn't sure how it worked, and I wouldn't be sure unless I had a group to experiment with it with. So that's what we're doing. Okay. So let's just free flow it and see.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Shanti, 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 Shanti,
Jesus, remember Shanti.
Yeah.
Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum,
Thank you. Yeah, can't you hear that with like a whole group of like many people singing that like all in rounds, and then like it's
crazy.
Yeah,
super energizing.
Yeah, well that's what I was, but I didn't know exactly how it was gonna work. So I think because you'd have a group of people, like that's what I was wondering, like have like all the Tibetans or like all the Buddhists singing the Om Mani Padme Hum, and then like the, you know.
Oh God, yeah. That's an interesting like interfaith idea.
Yeah,
interfaith
idea. Like,
idea.
The different denominate or different groups or whatever, and they each have their bit, and then at the end, so they all kind of like represent that space, and then at the end they kind of just like blend in, and they can even like open like a visual like movement piece where they like walk in and out. Everyone's doing their traditional garb, and then
you just sing with a bunch of kids. So
and then the kids come out at the end.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
That'd be so cool.
With little Earths on their shirt.
Oh my god, the kids should totally sing that part. Oh my gosh.
Just no matter where they're from, it's like they're the children.
Well,
wow, that would be really powerful.
At the art gallery, do something like.
Yeah, we should. We should do just like a kirtan, like. Just to get the city buzzing.
Yeah.
But what do you, well, how did they get that space?
Oh, you just take it.
You just take it with the sculpture itself?
Yeah, you just show up and do it.
You really?
Just take it.
Why don't we just invite like 50, 100 people?
We'll just start chanting at the art gallery.
Yeah.
And we'll like film it and
flash
like.
Mob.
Yeah, total. Yeah, we'll get a flash mob too. Everyone will be like. We'll get like a Bollywood flash mob.
Awesome. Yeah, it's possible.
It's totally possible.
I'm done.
But like, don't they actually? People actually book the art gallery though, because
inside it.
No, the outside, because when they organize events and stuff like that,
it's always good to let people know so that the police can handle things if things get unruly. But that's for like more, you know, like tuition hikes and I don't know, like other. Things
rallies
or tests wrote, which there's tons to pull from. But
yeah, we went down 420.
420.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
In case the 420 people get unruly.
You can even just be walking and singing it. Get a whole bunch of groups. Like, start there.
Oh my god,
just
like,
walk around town.
Well, that's what I. That's you know my box. You know my box. My magic box. I call it my boom box because it's got this little this little thing, and I can carry it. And I'm like.
Yeah, you can just start there and keep walking.
Right.
And then people might even join in, right?
Totally.
What about make a goal like. What's Kirtan Day? When they do it at Stanley Park. I mean, you could do a parade to Stanley Park to Kirtan Day.
Oh, yeah, because
like
isn't Sandra
noon?
Doing something in the summer?
No, we could do like a parade.
Yeah.
Why not? Even if it's just us. Come on.
Yeah.
No, we could get a lot of people. If we just like spread the word like through all of the different communities of people that we know and just be like, we're starting the first, like, what would we call it?
Kirtan Walk.
Kirtan Walk. We'll be like the Hare Krishnas, but not.
It's a Kirtan Parade.
And we can call them and get them to come too, but they can, and then we can sing Hare Krishna with them too.
I don't know. You just call it like peace through music or something.
Yeah, peace through chanting or something.
Because then that's fun. Because all the energy builds, and you want to do something with it. So if you walk over to go, if we go over to Stanley Park, Second Beach, then you can just be in the festival.
The Hare Krishna festival.
Yeah.
Because that's huge.
It's August 18th.
I just call it peace chant. Like keep it really simple.
There's already a group here called Give Peace a Chant.
Oh, yeah, Sandra's actually doing that. I think she's like hosting that whole event.
What event?
On August 18th.
The Hare Krishna event?
Oh, I guess it's not the Harvest event, but they're doing a big chant event here in August.
Kirtan Vancouver 2012, Saturday, October, or August 18th. Yeah. Modern, yeah, it's Kirtan.
Give Peace a Chant, I think, is putting it on, as far as I know.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, some good people.
Who is it?
I've never heard of Arananda. Have you heard of Arananda?
No.
Featuring Raghunath Das. DJ Evie. Sandra.
I think Sandra's bringing those Sparrow's kids to me.
Sparrow will be there. Pete McCormick. Shantala Music.
Yeah.
And then Karnamrita Dasi.
Yeah.
Dasi's coming. But they do a whole bunch of stuff. So it's 5 to 9 p.m. at Second Beach.
Hopefully so you can do something.
I don't think I'll be here then. I'll be in Africa. I'll be in Africa, yes. I think.
Senegal.
I'll be in Senegal.
When are you going?
I'm not sure yet, but it might be right around that date. It'll either be, unless something crazy happens where I can go in late June or early July, it'll be like August 18th I'm going.
Wow, really? On the day.
Okay, well, the International like Day of Peace is September the 23rd.
My birthday! Oh, we could do it for that!
Yeah. International Day of Peace, September the
23rd. We'll have a birthday party.
It's a lot of planning time. Mm-hmm. Do a lot.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
But I know for, registering spaces, Stanley Park, they do require you to have like pre-registration, and they do require you to pay. Because mm-hmm. I know with my temple, we tried to do something called Walk for Values, and it was just a nightmare because we have there's so many more things if it's in a public place like Stanley Park, unless it's just like a spontaneous meetup.
I was thinking just the city because the city needs.
How about this one? Chant for change.
Chant for change.
Ooh. Oh! And they can give us change at the same time.
Yeah, totally. We could be collecting change, but for a cause, not for us.
No, for a cause, of course.
No, you better not. I wouldn't collect anything.
No? Okay.
Yeah. No, because then you have to worry about things like licensing, and then it's an organized group, and you have to get a whole bunch of permits and city stuff.
Yeah.
But if you just chant for change and then kind of teach people that through our song, sound, vibration, and intention, we can empower and alter the world.
Yeah, because I know all those chant people, but I'm totally not like in with them. I'm not in the chant scene at all. And I find there's so many, it's a really weird thing here. And like, I don't feel like there's no real Kirtan events here that I really.
That being said, sorry, if you did have a website with the information and you had a donation button there and you had an organization it was going to, you can say like donations offered going directly here. Then you can do it, chant for change. But I wouldn't go out in the city and collect money because it gets sticky. Chant for change.
Bingo. You're the master of that. You are the master of the like immediate quick ideas.
Okay, we'll talk.
I can't think of any other.
I used to want to write Hallmark cards when I was a kid, and ever since then, I always have like names that come for everything. So
because I'm reading at school and I can't think of a name for the organization.
What's the school about?
It's a school. Well, I used to do work in rural villages in Peru, and my husband's from there. So I sort of continued the thing, and I'm trying to create this school to support education and teachers. But we need a name for the organization, and that's the only thing that's really been holding us back because I can't register it. Because every time I think of a name, it's been taken.
Is it a local company, or will you be in Peru?
It'll be in Peru. That's the thing.
You'll move to Peru?
No, I won't move there, but I have, like, my in-laws are there, so.
She's part Peruvian, too.
One quarter.
We'll talk after, but if you tell me what you're actually doing,
because I cannot think of a name, and that's honestly.
Pero el nombre es en español, ¿no?
Claro.
Sí, claro, es porque tú no puedes pensar en el nombre.
I need two names.
What about Escuela de Luz?
I tried that.
Oh, it didn't work?
I tried anything. I didn't try it in Spanish. But I tried everything in English. I tried light, I tried love, I tried peace, I tried, I even tried translating my name.
You tried to register it and it didn't work, you mean? Or you just
because there's organizations with already that name. I tried anything with the word light in it is taken every single
Everything. Christian.
I tried like converting my name, like my first and last name to English, and that didn't work. I was taken. And then I tried.
What's the mission of your organization?
It's just supporting teachers in villages. And, for example, I have a friend there who's working with me, and we were working in one village, but then there was too much politics going on between land ownership, so we just moved into a different area.
And it's just, yeah, and it's just, it's crazy. And so we moved into another area, and they have physical schools that the government built, but they can't afford to pay the teachers.
Yeah.
And so these kids just don't go to school. So I'm like, well, let's keep one. And the community's willing to give us the building to start, but I just, there's like a block. We just can't get to that next step.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the major things is that I can't register. I need to register the organization.
Right, to root it.
To root it, to really set it and get it going.
It just takes one.
Something really simple like Community Teachers Network.
Tried that. Community Teachers is gone. Community education is gone. I tried, like...
What about something about one? One and oneness? Because you're saying you just...
Is there a word in Spanish for, like, the teacher who teaches the teachers?
Docente.
Docente?
Docente is, like, the educators.
Oh.
Not a very good sounding word. I never really liked that word.
El docente del docente.
Docente. But it's just like, but I wanted more like a community support area. So it's not just a school. It's like a space for parents can come. Like it's
like a hub. Like
it's like a hub. What's space for, again, espacio de, is that space? Espacio de esperanza? Esperanza is hope.
Inspiration.
Oh, yeah.
Hope.
Esperanza.
We had that was our name. Well, it was Angeles de Esperanza. Angels of Hope. It was because it was had a Catholic background.
Well, he actually was pretty Catholic. He was like that.
I think a Spanish name. Maybe that's why.
Well, I need two. I have to make two organizations for it to work. I have to have the Canadian one here, and then I have to make a Peruvian one there, and then we have to link. But I can't have one. I have to have two.
How about Community Studies Collaborative? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that sounds in Spanish. It might sound a lot prettier.
It's true. Studies.
Collaborative. Everything sounds pretty in Spanish.
Collaborativa. I'm just keep hearing something about collaborative and community.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
idea. Yeah, because that's exactly what it is.
Not just collaborative communities. Maybe you could try that. But study needs to be in there so people know what it is or something about.